Welcome to the imaginary city Kuppel, Switzerland, in the year 2119.
We have two fire stations, one hospital, one clinic, two universities. So since we're 100 years into the future, we thought flying cars.
13-year-old Darren Huffman shows off his team's 3D model. Buildings made of recycled cardboard cluster beneath a snow-covered mountain. The judges begin to make their rounds.
You ready for some questions?
Yeah.
The students have to invent new transportation options and think about sustainable energy. And their cities have to be able to withstand natural disasters. Local contractor Mike Thomas is one of the judges. He says the contest is about imaginative solutions to real problems.
I mean, these are real world issues that they're dealing with. And like one of them was talking about floodwaters in Louisiana. I mean, this is things we're dealing with.
Some cities have escape tunnels or sprinkler systems for wildfires or enormous retractable domes. Snow fences protect one Canadian city from avalanches, and its solar array folds back into the mountain. 13-year-old Lakin Smith explains residents here have an unusual way to get around.
We have focused ourselves on eliminating the carbon emissions from vehicles like cars. One of our main choices is snow dogs. And we also have, of course, the ski lift and skiing.
An Australian city has a whole subterranean level for water, recycling, waste, and hurricane shelters. The designers, Cadence Brown and Caprice Gallia, both say they want to be engineers one day. They click on a mechanical toothbrush, painted and glued to their city.
This is a wind turbine, and it actually works.
For our energy, we only use renewable energy sources, like solar and wind power.
A resilient power grid is one of the requirements. Cities also need some kind of industry, like stonemasonry. That's what Ella Augustine and Jake Miser imagined in their New Mexico city.
That's our main industry.
Like countertops and like stone appliances and stuff, and then we make tacos as well.
The city is named Nansuge Yuge, which means underground in the indigenous Tewa language. In case of a tornado, their whole city sinks beneath the earth.
So our city lowers down by these jacks, I guess, and then when it's fully underground, generators push over this cover to protect our city from tornadoes.
Gretchen Goodley is the teacher who organizes the Future City Contest every year. She says the kids learn a lot, but so do the teachers and community members who come to judge the projects. Goodley says adults sometimes feel trapped in the face of global and local problems.
These students don't feel that way. They don't have the cynical approach that others may have.
And the best thing about the contest, says 8th grader Gus Fox,
this actually might be a city, like, in a long time.
Maybe cars won't fly and cities won't sink underground anytime soon. But one of the judges, Sanawa teacher Cy Hershey, says that's okay. The students aren't limited to today's technology. They're free to use their imaginations.
Some really, really great ideas, you know, from the minds of these guys. So they're our future. Looking into the future, you know?
Six teams from Sanawa will go on to the regional competition in Phoenix this weekend. There, students have a chance to go to the national finals in Washington, D.C. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Sivigny in Flagstaff.